can bring you pleasure. In transit can bring you pain. Last week in transit played, host the band and fried your brain. This week you'll see, Rob to solemn me, promise you're faithful. We can behave more professionally. Boom, boom. The Rob Hakimi and show.
Thanks for that beautiful intro, guys. welcome to In Transit again. Week 5 or whatever. That was Cowboys by Portishead, first track from their self-titled. Ollie, as promised, is going to deliver us a very polished show today, aren't you, Ollie?
Well, hold on, don't put this responsibility.
Okay, we...
I just felt last week was a complete... Is this mic on? If you can hear me, email
Oh,
me.
For God's sake, you're such a whore.
Basically, I was not on the radio last week. Okay. I think that is why the show was so poor.
Desire, your presence is... just a delight.
As always.
Yes, absolutely. Rob, I believe we have a theme today. What is that theme?
Oh, yes. As started by Portishead, our theme this week is female vocalists. We've all decided to choose all female vocalists for all of our songs. Yeah. Ollie's had a painstaking time trying to choose his songs, haven't you, Ollie?
I have, yes. Because most of the female artists are either very old now, or
there's no
or
problem
very
with
dead,
old.
Or
one of mine is dead,
or very modern. You know, I was
too modern.
That's
generally the spectrum of time. There,
I was hoping to whack out the sound of the underground. But
no,
apparently that's not allowed here. No. In Transit.
You know, I was talking to my friend the other day, and I said, "This week we're going to do a really polished show," and he's like, "But Rob, how can you perfect?" It even more than it already is.
How can you improve perfection?
And I said, friend, I said, sometimes even perfection needs perfecting. And you know what?
That's tautology wrong.
He went and got that tattooed on the palm of his hand. That's a true story.
Yes, right. Well, let's keep the energy up. I swear to God, my mic isn't reading very well.
Well, talk louder then.
No. Seriously, look. Okay, everyone quiet. And I'm going to clap at my mic. Okay, wait. See,
it's fine.
And everyone else talk, you see?
So look, can we just put a song on and do this off the air?
Why the hell not? Rob, first song?
Is up to Desar.
Oh, no. Someone else choose. I haven't quite got my songs ready.
Okay, well, I'm going to kick the show off. I'm going to kick the show off by probably just... I was thinking something Motown-y, because you can't match...
Oh, is this what I think it is?
That Motown sound.
All right.
Listen, it's a rainy day outside for those of us in the Greater London area, and I just felt we needed, we needed to be reminded of a fine day. And with that in mind, I give you the Chiffons. Your things were quiet, make sure.
Please.
apologise for that window on the chaos within you might have peeked through momentarily when I neglected.
You were awful, Ollie. Listen, awful.
Oh, right, you're going into the red, and I maintain that... Okay, yeah, right. Yes, that window on the chaos that was opened up to you, listeners.
Just apologise, Oliver. I'm sorry. Apologize.
It's enough apologising. Let's get on with the show. So, I already said that we're doing female vocalists today. I guess I should explain why. The reason is, last week, if you're an avid listener, you might remember that we played some Tom Waits, and afterwards I promised Ollie that we'd play some Scarlett Johansson this week. Well, I hadn't heard Scarlett Johansson then, and I have now, and I think her voice is tragically horrible.
Interesting.
And so I'm just going to play a little
it's
clip.
It's horrific, not horrible.
To give you an idea.
Last time we played the song, that light wasn't on.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be on.
Oh, okay.
Would you put
I'll
it up
fade
a bit?
It in.
Yeah. Oh, we need headphones on. Good. Yeah, so this is Falling Down, the third track on her album, I think.
Possibly.
It's pretty... gruesome, isn't it? What do you think, Ollie?
Well, I'm being in control of the buttons. I'm just gonna go like that and
turn it off.
I think we're done.
Her voice is a horrific, monotonous drone of pain.
Yeah. I think strengths lie in other fields.
For such a beautiful girl, she's got a horrible voice.
Rob, she sounds like a dog.
Whoa,
Lord! Gosh. I mean. Crikey.
Did you just blaspheme?
Well, no. I mean, you didn't pull that punch to Sal.
I guess that's why she's doing covers of Tom Waits instead of Jeff Buckley. But, I don't see the point in the album. I mean, the orchestration is quite nice in places, but it's all covers. Mm. It's not even original songs. I don't see why she had to make the jump when she's doing so well in acting. So, basically, for me, a pointless album.
Oh, Lord. Well, we're not being very nice.
So that's why we decided to choose all female vocalists
who we admire and
we enjoy listening to. Also, my dad always says I never listen to any girls, so this is to prove him wrong.
I'm not sure that's true. I think they're very... I've looked through your iPod, and there are a lot of women on there. Not physically balancing all on one.
You looked in the video section.
Whoa! Listen, it's a family show, Robert. It's a Sunday afternoon show. I've already crossed that line, for which we apologise here at In Transit. And I think it's time for a new track to massage away the...
I think I'm going to play Camera Obscura, and this track's going to be Lloyd, I'm Ready to be Heartbroken.
Hello, Vicar.
Lloyd or Lord?
Lloyd.
Lloyd.
Really? tune was massive. Really? I really like that.
Interesting. Well, it was quite pleasant.
I've not listened to
Camera Obscura were from Spain, because the first time I ever heard of them was when I was at Benicassim.
No, I remember seeing them at Leeds Festival like 3 years ago, I think.
They're in fact from Glasgow in Scotland. Loads of good Scottish bands.
I know, Glasgow. They're all from Glasgow, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's where, wasn't it the capital of culture?
Was it? I don't know. Liverpool is now. That's all.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not sure I
agree. Have you been to Liverpool?
Only once.
When I went, we went into a chippy and like some massive black girl came in and the shop owners looked absolutely terrified of her. Like, it was interesting. Like, they forced her to get out and then they called the police. And she was only about 13.
What, just on the basis of
I guess she, colour? She's got I think she's got a history. Like she refused to get out and stuff. Anyway, ooh. Let's change the subject.
It's a dark moment for
good
in transit.
Lord. Well, did you want to talk about... this all sounds like a dream, Rob. And in that spirit, I believe you, DeSalle, had a feature he'd like to do today.
Yeah. We've got a new feature on the show. Someone play the jingle.
Dream, dream, dream!
Dream analysis. With DeSalle.
DeSalle.
Why, hello, listeners. Now we're coming into DeSalle's dream analysis hour. And
hour?
On today...
Hour?
5 minutes. Possibly one. And on today's dream analysis, we have Oliver Basu-Ray. Hello, Oliver Basu-Ray.
Good morning, DeSalle.
Good afternoon.
Forgive me. Most of these guys listen to it as a recorded show, so the time will be irrelevant, I imagine.
Anyway, tell us about your dream. Well, I'm the midpoint, because DeSalle is like a spirit, and Ollie is...
And
like
you are between the mystic shaman between our two worlds.
That's right. So tell us about your dream.
Well, it happened last night, as dreams often do.
Yeah.
And, I dreamt I was in a marketplace.
Where would this marketplace be?
This is purely conjecture, but I think it might have been Shropshire.
Oh, the devil's place.
Interesting. Well, I didn't know that. But perhaps so, because after buying about 10 medicated chapsticks, other chapsticks are available, I was accosted, nay, propositioned by a large Samoan gentleman.
A large Samoan gentleman? This all sounds a little Hunter S. Thompson to me, in the vein of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Are we talking this sort of large Samoan gentleman?
We're talking a large, as it transpired, homosexual rugby player.
Oh, well, there's a surprise.
I hasten to add that is indeed a surprise. That was it. Then I woke up, but frankly, a jolly lucky moment.
Did he tackle you to the ground?
I don't think...
Were you in mud?
No, I was on the cobbled...
Did
I was in a cobbled square.
Did he touch you in anywhere indecent?
Well... No.
Were you buying some lovely cheese?
I tried
cheese
to run away, and I ran past a church with a huge green window.
Oh, green! It explains it all now.
Really?
Yes.
And a man stood atop the clock tower wearing a felt jerkin.
Okay.
So, DeSalle, that's my dream. Call me from the ether.
Well,
tell me what you make of it.
Well, this all sounds very, very, very mystic to me. And using my massive years of experience in dream analysis, I'd say you're probably a weirdo.
Wow,
that's deep.
I think he actually gets you. Now that I think about it, you are a weirdo.
Here at In Transit, we do not hold any prejudices against weirdos or normal people. Next track, please.
Okay.
Now, I believe, who is it now?
It's me again.
Really?
And,
that came around quickly.
Yeah, well.
It did. Oh, should we bookend it with another jingle?
Maybe.
That was dream, dream, dream. Dream analysis with DeSalle. DeSalle, DeSalle, DeSalle.
Next week I'll do a dream.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, that was an improv jingle.
Okay. now, in carrying on with female vocalists, I've chosen who is probably my favourite vocalist ever. Only recently started listening to her stuff, but she has an incredible voice. From Iceland, this is Björk.
Oh, Björk.
With yoga.
Oh, good lord. That's...
All these accents. accident that happened. Follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak. I feel emotional landscape.
That was... Actually, I don't know who that was, but it was lovely, and I'm sure listeners at home would agree.
Bjork.
What are your opinions on Bjork? Email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk or text RARE and a message to 6300. And now, okay, can I just say this wasn't my idea for a feature? But now it's over to Rob Hakimian with the 1 o'clock news.
Thank you for that improvised jingle. Right, this isn't actual news, this is news in our world. And Dasal and I have a very big bone to pick, and I'm going to go first. On Tuesday night, we entered the NME Big Quiz. Prizes included BlackBerry and £100 worth of Ticketmaster vouchers each, for each member of our team. We finished second, 4 points behind the winning team. But on review of the scorecard, long after the team had run off with their prizes, we discovered that they had been awarded 4 points extra that they shouldn't have been allowed. They scored 19 out of 15. How is that possible? Quizmaster Simon Bird and star of The Inbetweeners had no comment for us, mainly because we didn't ask him for one. But we have a comment for him. Simon Bird, The Inbetweeners is shit.
Whoa! Oh! No, Robert! Listen, no. I know
that's
this is
how strongly I feel about
this. Well, it is derived from an Anglo-Saxon word for...
Okay, don't worry. Dasal, what are your opinions on the subject?
Sorry, we can't let this slide. I made a frightful boob earlier, but that was a technical error, really. This is just blatant foul language on the air.
That's just how I feel. I'm very angry.
This is just how we roll.
No, we don't roll like vulgar youths here at In Transit. We act like responsible members of the community.
Okay. Good Lasal, Lord. What are your opinions on the shenanigans? Well, the shambles of a quiz.
I'm slightly upset that you've brought the issue up again for me, but it was a hard time for me in my life. I remember I was there, wide-eyed, innocent, ready to win my BlackBerry and £100 worth of Ticketmaster vouchers. And there, we answered the first round. And the scores came in. Us, I think we were on 11. And then there was this one team massively out in front with 19. 19 out of 15. How is this possible? We thought to ourselves, wait a minute, something's wrong here. But we didn't say anything. We waited till the end of the quiz, and somehow we'd managed to claw back from somewhere mid-table to second. Wow. And this is when we realised something must be wrong.
Good Lord.
Our BlackBerries, which were meant to be ours, were stolen from us.
This is a disgrace.
And it hurt, exactly. And that Simon Bird, he's pretty ugly.
We apologise if Simon Bird is listening to In Transit, but not too much, because let's face it, no one's listening this week. And in that spirit, I'm going to...
It wasn't all bad, though, because we did get some free CDs for coming second, and we got some free toilet paper in the shape of the latest NME magazine.
Oh! but let's not forget that the real victory here...
venomous show.
I got 10 free pens, courtesy of BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
10 free pens. Wow.
Oh, yes.
10 free pens.
Okay. Ollie has another song for us.
I do. Well, it's another classic by the goddess who is Dusty Springfield.
Oh, yes.
Which song is it?
Well, Son of a Preacher Man, most notably showcased in, I believe, Pulp Fiction.
Indeed.
Let's whack it on.
Let's rock and roller.
It's good Sunday afternoon tunage.
Yeah, tunage?
Yeah, here we go. What's happening,
Ollie? No, it's on.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach. catch me in, was the son of a preacher man, the only boy who could ever teach me, was the son of a preacher man, yes he was, ooh, he was, yes he was. Learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown, and the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Oh, yes, he was. The only one who could ever reach me was the sweet talking son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me. The only one who could ever move me sweet was the son of a preacher man. The only one who could ever prove me was the son of a preacher man.
You're listening to In Transit. We are live from the Rare FM studio.
I'm really, I feel I have to apologise. Carol from Canterbury emailed in saying just how the atmosphere in the studio today was quite tense.
Wasn't that Alex who'd said that?
Everyone said it.
Yeah, I just feel there's a lot of anger here today.
What we need is love.
Yeah.
You know, it must have been love, but it's over now.
Well,
oh,
despite
no.
Us wanting
no, it's
love,
okay.
We're
I'm
still
not,
not
play
playing
it.
Your request, Carol from Canterbury.
I'm sorry. We don't do requests. It's nothing to do with me. I have very little creative control. What I would say is that I feel as a link, in way of linkage, we should discuss any sons of preacher men that we know.
Or
indeed, well, the titles. The title's son
well,
of
I don't
preacher
know
man.
Either any sons or daughters of preacher men.
Mr. Christopher Ambrose.
Yes. We do hope he's listening.
He's not.
But also, my dear old friend Jamie, who taught me to roll cigarettes in the old school library. A skill I hasten to add, which I've never employed.
I've never teach you.
Suckled on Satan's teat.
The death stick.
The death stick. Perhaps that's going too far. As is so often the case this week, I feel the quality of the show each week is just plummeting.
Well, stop saying it on air, otherwise... For God's sake.
If you think the quality of the show has plummeted, please email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
So, please,
apparently,
please do.
Leeds are losing in the FA Cup.
Oh, please. We're not talking about this fatuous football...
between two non-football lovers.
Listen, we this isn't a sports show, for goodness sake. No one cares about a team of, I don't know, is it 11, 12... people, overpaid people who just kick a circle, the spherical thing into a box and get, ugh.
You really have no idea, do you?
Well, listen, I'm rather fleet of foot, Hakimian. I can dribble with the best of them. I can nutmeg a person or two.
At once?
Possibly.
Okay, anyway, moving on. We would make you prove it if this wasn't radio.
If we weren't cooped up in the prison that is the studio.
Maybe we'll get a video and put it on the group site of you dribbling.
I think we should do that.
I think we ought to.
Okay, what have you got for us this one?
Well, on the theme of love and how love's falling apart, I think I'm going to play Cheated Hearts by Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Oh,
song. Karen O is a great vocalist.
She is. She's brilliant. I think they're currently recording a new album at the moment.
Yeah, they are. It's finished, so yeah. Look forward to that one.
Can I just say, I think In Transit is a fantastic show.
Okay.
Thank you for the energy.
I think Oliver cracked open a can of Rockstar, and Ollie had one sip, and that was gone insane.
Oh, yes. The first try of Rockstar. I remember that when I was a young whippersnapper.
Oh, I want to be a rock star with a...
Okay, I think the energy just ran out.
He needs another hit.
Here you go, Ollie.
Chin.
Rockstar is a wonderful drink that we get for free.
Not that we advertise anything on this show.
Yeah, we don't advertise anything.
Avast!
Why have you become a pirate all of a sudden? Oh, speaking of pirates, John, we haven't got a clue about your question thing. You're right, we would have come joint with them, but the truth is, we came joint second anyways, and we won the tiebreaker, so we're assuming that we'd win the tiebreaker if we came joint with first as well. So
let's not forget, if Rob had followed any of my instructions,
it
would have been fine.
I overruled the Sal on like 3 or 4 questions and got them all wrong. The Sal would have got them right, so I should feel bad about that as well. Okay, so it's we've been drinking some Rockstar, so now we're going to play some real Rockstars.
Oh, good lord.
No, they're not really. Sonic Youth with JC
Already sound...
We played... Oh, you went in that week. I played Sonic Youth before.
Sonic Youth.
What's wrong with Sonic Youth?
But why the name? Explain the name to me.
Because they are Sonic...
So, to do with sound, they are a youth born of sound from the...
Yeah, they're not very youthful anymore. They're all like 50.
So it's an ironic name.
No,
like Little
when
John.
When they started, they were
pretty young.
So why don't they change the name? For example, I think Girls Aloud should soon be called Women's Aloud.
Or Slightly Past It Aloud.
Oh, that's slightly harsher.
Okay, yes.
I think they're in their prime.
Me too. Even I would admit to listening
but,
to them.
But I was reading Hello magazine the other day, as you do on the toilet, and... apparently, what's her name?
Cheryl.
There's tensions between Cheryl and the rest
of the
band. Are
there not two Cheryls in the band?
Because she gets to do X Factor and then...
She does so much more, and apparently she's the real force behind.
Really? I always thought Nadine was the...
Nadine.
Was the force behind.
Those lovely Irish tones.
Those dulcet Irish tones. So, yes, we're now going to have play a bit of... Well, Sonic Old, I think we can say. Sonic Middle-Aged. Sonic.
Okay.
I like it.
We'll be right back.
made it out there.
Oh, thank Lord.
You did not enjoy that then, Oliver?
No, not really. I'm still very much in the felt jerkin frame of mind.
Oh. I think we should get some.
Yeah, maybe that should be our uniform. Not in the sort of...
Hey, what do you feel about my attire today? Ollie's been complaining for the past few weeks that I looked too scruffy to be on the radio.
He's the kind of person I cross the street to avoid. That's not bandy
words.
It's
the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, what do you have to wear? I could be naked.
Well, we are naked. We're talking about what you were wearing earlier.
Yes, okay. So how did you feel about my attire?
Well, as soon as you pop that actually, I believe, tailor-made by a child in...
Vietnam. No, yeah. She wasn't a child.
Sure. A small, blind child.
With three fingers on either hand.
Living in a cardboard box, whipped by his rich Western master named Rob.
Anyway, he wore... And then, you know, a strange thing happened. From the ugly duckling was born a swan. Suddenly his posture improved. He carried himself better. He smells relatively tolerable today. And I think if only this was television, then the quality of the show would be evident. We're trying our best here at In Transit.
Okay. Well, so I get a thumbs up then.
You do. I like the look. I think it's one you should maintain. Now, I think... Is it my turn next?
It is your turn next.
Okay. Well, we've had a lot of contemporary classics.
True.
If
some alternative classics.
Alternative, which essentially is a synonymous with crap, isn't it? Really, when we think about it.
Do you want to be on this show?
No. But no. Now I think it's time to lock and load the big guns, gentlemen. And okay. with that in mind, we often have a cup of tea in St. Pancras Station, don't we, lads?
We do. Or coffee.
Or coffee. A hot beverage of our choice. And we often think, you know, what the hell? Let's just pop over to Gay Paris. And while some time away on the Champs-Élysées and
although we never actually do.
No, we don't.
Dream.
We do dream. But to help us dream, we often employ the music of Edith Piaf, and that isn't her. That is the sound of Edith Piaf turning in her grave.
Okay, so
thank you, Dessal. So yeah, l'accordioniste.
This is French. That's why. That's yeah. That's the link. Mm.
La fille de joie est belle au coin de la rue là-bas. Elle a une clientèle qui lui remplit son bas. Quand son boulot s'achève, elle s'en va à son tour chercher un peu de rêve dans un bas du faubourg. Son homme est un artiste, c'est un drôle de petit gars, un accordéoniste qui sait jouer la java. Elle écoute la java, mais elle ne la danse pas, elle ne regarde même pas la piste. Et ses yeux amoureux suivent le jeune nerveux et les doigts secs et longs de l'artiste. Ça lui rentre dans la peau par là-bas, par l'eau. Elle a envie de chanter ses physiques. Tout son être étendu, son souffle est suspendu. C'est une œuvre étordue de la musique. La fille de joie est triste au coin de la rue là-bas. Un accordéoniste, il est parti soldat. Quand il reviendra de la guerre, ils prendront une maison. Elle sera la caissière et lui sera le patron. La vie sera belle, ils seront de vrais pachas. Et tous les soirs pour elle, il jouera la java. Elle écoute la java, elle fredonne tout bas. Elle revoit son accordéoniste. Et ses yeux amoureux suivent le jeune nerveux et les doigts secs et longs de l'artiste. Ça lui rentre dans la peau par là-bas, par l'eau. Elle a envie de pleurer ses physiques. Tout son être étendu, son souffle est suspendu. C'est une œuvre étordue de la musique. La fille de joie est seule au coin de la rue là-bas. Les filles qui font la gueule, les hommes n'en veulent pas. Et tant pis si elle crève, son homme ne reviendra plus. Adieu tous les beaux rêves, sa vie elle est foutue. les jambes tristes l'emmènent au boui-boui. Il y a un autre artiste qui joue toute la nuit. Elle écoute la java, elle entend la java. Elle a fermé les yeux, les doigts secs et nerveux. Ça lui rentre dans la peau par le bas, par le haut. Elle a auditionné ses physiques. Alors pour oublier, elle s'est mise à danser, à tourner au son de la musique. Arrêtez!
No! Oh, that was too early! You missed the final chord!
Sorry.
I think we can deal with that.
Ah, bonjour, vous écoutez En Transit avec Rob de Salle et moi. Maintenant,
bonjour.
Bonjour, c'est Paris. Et ça va bien, merci, et vous? Rob.
I'm the only one who actually did French A-level.
And yet, I'm contributing. Silent. I can't believe you missed that final chord. I tell you what, I'll just sing it for you. Arrêtez! Musica!
She said arrête, so I thought that was the end.
No, it was a dramatic musical pause. The phrase was ending, and she was building up to a climactic finish.
You should have seen Ollie and DeSalle waltzing, literally.
I wasn't satisfied with
the fact because your penises only ground each other.
Oliver just didn't want to get close to me. He was afraid I'd feel it.
I think we've crossed some kind of line. I think the line's... Oh, look, there it is. And yes, we've crossed it. So, yeah, what's the next track? I think we're sticking very firmly to... was there a reason for choosing all female artists?
We already went through this. It's Scarlett Johansson's horrible voice.
Oh, and the motivation is to find female listeners we like and are adored the world over.
Exactly. Well, not necessarily. I don't think Kim Gordon or Sonny Youth has adored the world over. But she should be,
okay, in my opinion. And perhaps, is this a drive to attract an increased female listenership?
No, it's just this week I didn't go to any gigs. I don't think any of us did, so we didn't have any reviews to do.
I didn't.
You never go.
We had
the opportunity to do a theme.
A Christian rock festival.
We went with. But don't worry, next week I've got more gigs up my sleeve, so it'll be back to normal.
Excellent.
In transit.
Oh,
I think we should set you some homework of going to a gig. There's a free one tonight. Do you want to go?
No.
Okay.
Strictly Come Dancing results show.
Oh, of course.
God, it was a travesty when Sherry Lungi left, and John Sargent did the right thing.
What do you think of the entire... No, let's not talk about this. This is awful.
Well, in fairness, it beats talk of football, jouer de foot.
Le ballon.
Le ballon. D'accord.
Okay, let's move on. What have you got for us to
sell? I'm going to play MIA, Paper Planes. So.
MIA, what does that stand for?
I think it's a missing in action, actually. A question, funnily missing enough,
yes,
on the enemy quiz.
That's a pun, isn't it? Because really, it should be missing in action. But in fact, they're referring to the place on the Piccadilly line.
I do believe
that
so.
That was one of the questions in the enemy quiz that DeSalle scored for us. I didn't know that.
I love this song. It features a sample from The Clash, Straight to Hell. And,
that sounds lovely.
Oh yeah, but it's a good song.
Everybody, get your guns in the sky.
Everyone, get ready to be gangster. Here we go.
Can I just say lives, not knives? Okay, play.
Catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. secrecy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So, no funny business. You already are.
You are listening to Rare FM. The show is in transit, and the leader of this merry band is Rob Hakimian.
Yes, I'm the leader, and you must do what I say.
No, I think it's time for a Napoleonic coup and place and take that.
No, take that. No, take that.
No. Oliver, down.
I don't have anything in particular against take that. It's just that they're always on the normal radio, and we're trying to be different. Right?
If you'd like to listen to take that, please email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Or just switch over to radio.
No, don't encourage them to tune out.
Why not?
But
poor form.
But genuinely, please email in. We're feeling lonely.
Yes.
All by ourselves.
Don't want to be all by myself.
Now you've just lost all of our listeners, for God's sake. Ollie, you're breaking the radio, okay?
I got a little carried away. I think it's the rock star.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Would like to remind listeners that Rockstar is in no way a recreational drug.
Yes, this week saw the first opening night of UC Live, where UCL bands come along and play their own tunes. What did you think? Did anyone get there? We missed most of it because of the NME quiz. But
I thought it was quite good. As always, Portland Rise didn't air.
Man on the Moon.
Exactly. Classic tunes.
Yeah, they're going to be the next Coldplay.
You heard it here first.
Portland Rise.
No, they won't be.
So, do they live on Portland Rise? Is that the name of the band?
I don't know why they're called that.
Well, Portland Place is a couple of blocks away.
They've
got a uniform now since the last.
Yeah,
skinny suits.
They sound like a fascist movement.
They dress a bit emo, but they play
like
Keane.
Pop.
They play like Keane. So, you know, I think they're sending out mixed messages there. Mm. Anyway. Time for another song.
Speaking of mixed messages, if you'd want to voice your views on the air, text Rara and your message of your choice are 260-300.
Or alternatively, ring in. Phone 020-813-313-21.
Yes. And be assured...
If you think you can do a better job of DJing than us, then ring in and you can get the next link. The phone number again is 020-813-313-21.
I'm manning the phones. I'm ready.
And if you forget the number, you can check it on the Rare FM website. We'd love to hear from you. We really would. Anyway, I've got some Nina Simone to play.
So oh, finally, up. Some class.
Some class.
Sorry, that's my Yorkshire inflection coming through there.
Oh, well.
You've got to learn to show a happy face, although you're full of misery. You mustn't show a trace of sadness, and never look for sympathy. You've got to learn, although it's very hard, the way of pocketing your pride. Sometimes face humiliation while you were burning up inside. Facing reality is often hard to do when it seems happiness is gone. You've got to learn to hide your tears and tell your heart life must go on.
no longer being served. To show everybody that you're able to leave without saying a word. You've got to learn to hide your sorrow and go on living as before. What good is thinking of tomorrow? Who knows what it may have in store? You've got to learn to be much stronger. At times your head must rule your heart. You've got to learn from hard experience and listen to advice. And sometimes they rise and learn to
sadly now departed Nina Simone.
That was magical. And speaking of magic...
Well, we've come into our general knowledge round where you learn something new. And starting us off, Oliver, what have you got? What are we talking about?
Well, I think today we're talking about Shangri-La. We are endeavouring to deliver the music of paradise to our listeners.
Exactly, exactly.
So what better to discuss than that mythical realm, that green... valley, fecund valley.
That mythical place of magic and perfection.
So we're gonna throw a few gobbets out there, a few factoids. Now, from my memory, I believe the word Shangri-La first appeared in James Hilton's 1933 novel Lost Horizon.
Indeed, indeed.
Oh, really? And, actually, what would be more interesting is, well, firstly, may I say that it probably stems from the Tibetan word Shambhala. Tibetan listeners, please email in and correct me if I'm wrong. But I wanted to know what would be found in your Shangri-Las, both listeners and my co-presenters. Mine, I think, would probably be all my family and all the old Bond girls at very different ends of the valley.
All the Bond girls with no jealousy of each other. They all have a love for you and they don't care if they have to share you.
Mm.
Just there to please.
Crikey! Rob, what's yours?
I don't know. Just, you know, I just wish I could go to a place where I was infinitely talented and could do absolutely anything I wanted to. Like, I could just pick up a violin and riff on a violin. You play the violin,
yeah, I can do that.
I mean, riff by playing it experimentally.
Yeah, that's
how
I roll.
Play any style that no one's ever played it before.
Whoa.
Interesting.
And then I could record it, bring it back home, and become really, really famous.
Well, I believe in the book, this man is trapped in this paradise, and actually it becomes quite claustrophobic. I mean, he has all these lovely things, and technically he should be happy. I think there's a huge library in the centre of the valley. But he grows tired, and he feels trapped, because there's no argument, there's no heat, there's no passion. And
so there's kind of an underlying story.
Yeah, there's a sinister aspect to Shangri-La that belies what we might take it to be at first. But in that spirit...
We haven't discussed Desal. What would be in your Shangri-La?
I think in my Shangri-La, there would be, in one place, an unlimited supply of cake.
What kind of cake? Victoria Sponge?
I'm thinking...
Or a cake of your choice, just a...
I'm thinking a Dundee cake.
I haven't heard of that. What is that?
Dundee cake. How to explain this? It's a lovely sort of fruity cake. It's got walnuts, I think, in it.
Like a country cake, like a fruit cake.
A little like a country cake, but with walnuts.
Okay.
On top.
If you like cake, email in.
It's just In Transit, the show that's losing its identity faster than a patient with amnesia.
No, but we're talking about Shangri-La, and there's the link, you see. There we have it.
A little extended?
Yes, this is a band.
Very tenuous?
Not a band,
called
a group.
The Shangri-Las, with He's a Rebel.
Not She's a Rebel by Green Day.
No, certainly not.
We've had a couple of interesting emails.
Thank you, Matt Newby, to listening to the show live. That's very kind of him.
And also we've had an interesting factoid from Carol from Canterbury. That Nina Simone track that I played was, I'm not sure if it was that exact one, but apparently Charles Aznavour does a much better version, and he's a famous Armenian. If you've never heard of Armenia, look it up. It's a cool place. Okay, that was He's a Rebel.
Mm.
And we are rebels on this show, aren't we?
Well, we are. We're mavericks. We go against the flow. We don't buckle to the trend. Carve our own
crazy
path.
So what's the most rebellious thing you've done this week, Asar?
Well, this is a rebellious action, and I'm going to take a slight confessional here. Katie, if you're listening in, I'm not sure if you know this, but the other day, I was just searching around for some food, and there on top of the kitchen unit was a bag of dime bar sweets.
Oh, dime bars.
Jesus.
I took two.
Disgusting individual.
Two pieces of dime bar, and I'm eternally sorry for it. I know it was a horrible thing to do, but there we go. I am a rebel, officially.
We're rebels with hearts. We do apologise. What about you, Oliver? What have you done?
I'm sorry, Katie.
Well, I put my socks on in the dark, and they didn't match my trouser colour this week.
No way.
I know, this is some pretty serious shizzle.
And you complain about how I dress. Well...
that is an unforgivable sin.
But you know I'm pretty wild, guys. You know, that's just how I roll.
Oh, well. And my rebellious thing for the week was getting on the number 29 bus without scanning my Oyster.
This is despicable, actually. I have no sympathy with you.
This is disgusting.
I was going to go top it up, but then I...
Yo, you were. It's all very well saying that now.
It doesn't matter.
Were.
I got my comeuppance. I got busted by the transport police.
Damn right.
Good work by those. Exactly.
It shows
they're
doing their
job. They do a hard job.
Day after day.
I know you've done it. I've done... Yeah. Also... I took 7 cans of Rockstar from the storage room, but I'm allowed because I'm vice president and so I'm allowed to.
I don't, listen, if this show's off the air next week, we're in prison. Write to us.
Yeah. Yeah, write to us.
Or email us at studio@rarefm.co.uk. As many of you have been.
Ourselves, though.
Well.
Do they do prison radio? We could
do. No, they do prison radio.
Listen, we're already on student radio. I'm not sure.
It's bad enough. Okay. you got a song for us to sell?
I have. I'm going to play a wonderful little fun group, The Go Team, and this is The Power Is On.
Whoa.
Wait.
Sounds funky.
By The Go Team.
You're listening to In Transit live from the Rare FM studio. Yeah. Energy.
Yeah, that was a pretty upbeat and energetic. So can I give a shout out to my boys in Bristol?
Is that boy spelled if it is, I'm no longer James talking Collins, to you.
Thanks for texting in, guys.
Yeah, bro.
In it.
So that was The Power Is On.
The power.
What kind of powers do you have in your superhero?
What if I was a superpower? If I had a superpower, what would it be?
Yeah.
Well, I think flight is the obvious one, but then
flight's boring.
But I think you'd need invisibility with that, which is two powers. So okay,
or just an invisible flyer.
Thing is, invisibility I would misuse. I couldn't allow myself to be invisible.
True.
I'd love to be invisible. That's
yeah, exactly. We'd need to keep an eye on you. You'd need to be electronically.
I think we all know why you'd like to be invisible, Rob.
What would you have then?
I'd quite like the ability to
move objects with your mind, the power of your mind.
I can already do that, Oliver.
No.
It's called motor neurons to my hand.
Oh my lord, look at
this.
Oh, if you were in the shoot, if this was a video pod, oh my lord.
He just moved the whole sound desk across the room. and landed it softly on the carpet. Yes. That's why you didn't hear it.
But no, the other power I'd love to have is the ability to just conjure up a cake.
You are obsessed with cake today. What is going on?
I don't know. I've just been, I don't know, almost a week since I've had some cake, and it's really, really...
We'll go for some cake.
It's really hard.
Let's go to an undisclosed location. Such is the listenership of this, we can't afford to disclose where we go.
Yeah, we might get,
we'll be
we
attacked
might get mobbed by all our fans.
All our fan. In fact, they barely qualify. I think listeners, perhaps, would be...
But my favourite heroes don't have superpowers, because they are... the heroes from Watchmen. Have you seen the trailer for the film?
I have, and I'm currently reading the graphic novel.
Oh, how far are we?
Well, can I just say, Alan Moore,
yeah,
what
he's
a prolific and fantastic writer.
Yeah.
But can we really trust anyone who worships a snake-headed deity whose job it is to deceive people?
Does he actually...
He says he does. Glycon, I believe, is the name for it. I believe it originated in ancient Rome. That might be completely erroneous.
He writes fantastic graphic novels. So
he does, and the art, in fact. Dave Gibbons, who also spent a long time on Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the subtleties and the recurring themes within the artwork. Yeah. Are...
Anyone who hasn't seen the trailer for Watchmen yet, watch it now online. It's out in March, and you will be over the... moon excited about it, especially if you've read the comic,
and speak oh
graphic novel.
Hello Rob,
I think inadvertently you've given us a link to the next tune.
Have I?
You have, because
you are magic.
Here on this black magic box before me, I've chosen none other than the wonderful Julie London.
Okay,
with Fly Me to the Moon.
What's the link?
I'd love you to fly me to the moon, however.
What's the link?
That you mentioned moon.
Somehow. Mention you moon. Did. Mention you mentioned moon.
You mentioned it.
You
something
did.
Something to do with Watchmen and moon.
I didn't.
If you can remember.
You said over the moon. You said over
the moon.
The moon.
There we have it. That's the link.
Oh, see.
So, yes. Now, Rob, I want you to be very sharp on the fade in, because it's got an excellent string intro, okay? Oh, so you're absolutely fully ready.
Yeah.
Good, okay. This is Fly Me to the Moon, Julie London.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Thanks for that, Ollie. Good
Fly Me to the Moon.
Lovely string work.
I believe I first heard that tune in Egypt.
Really?
When I was very little. Sung by, an Egyptian woman on stage.
Was it karaoke?
Somewhere in Cairo.
Sounds adorable.
I don't know.
Adorable.
That's one of my memories. Actually, no, it could have been on a boat on the Nile.
I just picture a small Oliver dancing away under the moonlit sky.
Even then, Desal, I had the moves. Let's not be untruthful. I could cut some shapes. I could do some heel leads.
We got an email asking why you're so susceptible to homosexual advances.
Whoa! It's not susceptibility, whoever emailed in. It's just I happen to be...
Can someone tell us who that was? I'd really like to know.
There's
something about you that invites innuendo, apparently.
No, I think...
That's exactly actually, spot on, if you ask
apart,
me.
Joking apart, I was offered a number last night at a not entirely unpleasant wine bar near Charing Cross.
By a man?
Unfortunately, yes. And the woman with him, though very attractive, did not... I'm not sure what it is. If you see me in the flesh, you'll see it's all very manly. I refused him because I think the only exception I'd make to the heterosexual rule is William Moseley, a star of Lion in the Witch in the Wardrobe.
He's a little
bothered.
Young.
No, not by Prince Caspian. In full Narnian battle regalia, I think I would...
Strip him bare and...
Oh, steady. But, yeah, I think he's the exception that proves the heterosexual rule for me. Do you have any man crushes, Rob?
Not really.
Oh, come on. We all do, don't we?
Do you have one yourself?
I think... No.
No.
Oh, actually, no, of course. Even... Apart from Oliver, I have a slight man crush on... Not William Moseley, who is, in fact, you know, actually Oliver's age, luckily enough. But
otherwise it would have been a bit wrong, really. High risk.
But... I don't mind the old Johnny Depp, you know.
Oh really?
You know, if I'd give him one.
Oh Lord!
Oh God!
A kiss that is on the cheek,
and a friendly platonic tap on the
and
shoulder,
a manly handshake, to and say then
followed by a good slap on the back.
And talk about rugby and women's breasts.
Okay, I think we've come to the end of the show.
We have come to the end of the show, and what a show it has been. This extra half hour has sort of, I think it improved towards the end, but it's been a magical journey across this musical landscape, straying briefly into the Valley of Shangri-La, then out again into the clouds, to the moon, and then now back into the cramped central London Rare FM studio.
If you like today's show,
feelings of the countryside for me.
Okay.
It's my final female vocalist for today is Stevie Nicks. I almost went with Edge of 17, but I felt that a Fleetwood Mac song would be more appropriate for a Sunday afternoon. So you have to wait and see which one it is. Desal, would you like to sign off for us?
Well, listeners, you've been listening to the Rob Hakimian Show, produced by Rare FM and mainly presented by Rob Hakimian, gratefully assisted by me, Desal Baratney, and Oliver Basu-Ray. Thank you for listening.
Stick around for Il Duce next.
Love.